Hello, this is Kyle Jones with the Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries, where we do exegete the Bible from the Hebrew and the Greek, and we do go to extant sources in order that we might come back and create a nest of meaning, all to signify the Christ figure. Today, we are discussing the being verbs spoken by the verb that be, which is Jesus Christ, and how that he used the existing verb to be in the Greek.
Ein is the past tense imperfect of the Greek being verb eimi. Ein is to be contrasted with the Greek verb agoneto, in that ein is sometimes used for a quote unclear or undefined past, end quote, whereas agoneto means quote coming from a fixed and generated point. Agoneto is something that physically rises or awakens. Agoneto expresses that which is observable and continuing in the temporal universe and congruent to natural laws. The most notable work on agoneto is to be found in Aristotle's writing, quote, coming to be and going away. The Greek agoneto has its Hebrew equivalent concerning a, quote, man who is coming to be, end quote, as we see within the Hebrew formula, ish haya. Ish haya was used in the first chapter and first verse of Job to state that Job was a real and historical man that could be defined as, quote, coming to prominence and being prominent in the city of Uz. Genesthai, a form of agoneto, is the Greek word for, quote, came to be, end quote, that was used in John 8:58. Genesthai was used by Christ for expressing the historical and real Abraham. Christ contrasted the Greek infinitive word eimi with that of genesthai. Eimi has no temporal bearing in the physical world, whereas genesthai does. Though genesthai is undefined in the past, its qualities still express a, quote, coming to be in the natural realm. Jesus made clear that Abraham was genesthai, or a, quote, poignant historical fact, end quote. Christ contrasted this type of antiquity that Abraham had with the greater idea of antiquity, which signified himself as eternal. That is, Jesus said he was and is the, quote, being verb, eimi, or the infinite being. Christ equivocating himself to the I am verb did enrage the Pharisees so much that they tried to kill him, as we see in John 8:58. Translated more specifically from the Greek, Christ said, before Abraham came into physical presence, that is the word genesthai, I had already been existing as an infinite being, which is the word eimi in the Greek. Furthering this, even if Christ spoke to the Pharisees in Hebrew or Aramaic for that matter, Christ would have still used the Hebrew eheya, which is the being verb that is equivalent to eimi in the Greek. The Hebrew eheya is found to be of a particular construction within God's name or tetragrammaton composite Yahweh. This same named Yahweh, God, expressed himself in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 14, in the cal imperfect or infinitive verb case to Moses by the very name Ehaya, which again is the equivalent of eimi in the Greek. God told Moses, quote, say to the people of Israel that, quote, I am, end quote, or Ehaya in the Hebrew, has sent you. Well, therefore, Christ in John 8:58 equivocated himself as the same God who spoke to Moses in Exodus 3:14.